Welcome back to Basketball is Religion. I am your host, Big Matt, joined today by the Gons. Gons, we haven't recorded since New Year's. How have you been, and Happy New Year?
I've been good, man. I'm under the weather. We had some family stuff happen, and now I am pretty sick. I just had a telehealth visit, so gonna get some antibiotics, and this is the weekend to be sick because it's a lot of football and a lot of basketball on, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, you've been traveling all over the place recently, so I'm glad you're able to kind of settle down over here for the next few months or so, because it's been a lot of travel, a lot of family stuff. So, also what we're dealing with here, we're in Southern California. Los Angeles is dealing with those wildfires. The wind has been picking up, which partially led to all these wildfires just kind of picking up around here. I am safe. My family is safe currently. We're kind of south of LA. Gons, you're more east of that, I believe. So I think you seem to be fine. But yeah, a lot of people, some people that I know did lose some houses over there in the Pacific Palisades area. Specifically, Coach JJ Redick for the Los Angeles Lakers also did lose a house. So that loss against Dallas the other day kind of makes more sense when he's not really thinking about that game. He's kind of more thinking about his family and his house. So again, our thoughts and prayers are with all the people going through the tragedies over up in the LA area with all the wildfires. So with the wildfires going on, the Lakers did end up moving their game they didn't play on Thursday. We're not sure when that game is going to be rescheduled. They also have games Saturday and Monday against the San Antonio Spurs. But again, with the wildfires going on, I'm not sure if they're going to be moving that over to Honda Center.
But my question is, they're playing inside, right?
Getting there is still an issue. Like, traveling around the area while people are trying to evacuate, I don't believe it's a good look if you're going to have a sporting event around an area where people are trying to evacuate. So, I mean, for me, it makes...
When are they going to make up these games,
exactly,
then?
I mean, it's kind of like the Kobe thing. Remember, the Lakers missed a few games there because of the Kobe tragedy. So I figure they're going to be, you know, adding a few back-to-backs here and there to try to get this done. I can imagine they try to either go to Vegas or go to Anaheim with a Honda Center to try to make up those games, but we'll see. I mean, even the Clippers are also playing Saturday and Monday, and their arena is only about 15 minutes away from Crypto.com Arena, the Intuit Dome, the new arena they have there. It is the Intuit Dome. So who knows where they're going to be playing? Like I said, Vegas, or come down to Honda Center, or maybe down in Ontario, or even down in San Diego. But we'll see. Right now, sports in that end is kind of, you know, taking a backseat to everything kind of going on in that area. So even the Rams are moving over to Glendale, Arizona, to play their home playoff game on Monday against the Minnesota Vikings. So again, thoughts and prayers to everyone in LA going through all that stuff. And like I said, our thoughts are with you.
It sucks for Rams fans, man. We lose our home court.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks. It really does. But I mean, it just the sacrifices you have to make because people are going through this tragedy. So, they're still going to be playing it relatively closer than it would be in Minnesota, but you know, Arizona, you think they would maybe move it over to Las Vegas since it is a little bit closer than Arizona is, but maybe Allegiant Stadium had another booking where they couldn't get out of.
Vegas would have made sense because as a Rap fan, I'll go to Vegas. Yeah. You know what
no,
I mean?
For sure.
But I guess I get it.
We'll talk about also the NBA stuff more towards the end of this pod. We'll do some picks there for the NFL Wild Card Weekend. But first, let's start off on Wednesday, probably the game of the season, the Thunder versus the Cavs in Cleveland. Like I said, it was on Wednesday night. The teams with the two best records in the league. The Thunder was going into Cleveland on a 15-game winning streak, and the Cavs had a 10-game winning streak. Going into that game, and the Cavs end up winning 129-122. Donovan Mitchell had a bad first half, but their whole team was just really good. Gons, what's your reaction to that game, that epic game on Wednesday between the two best teams in the league?
I mean, they're the best defense in the NBA, the Thunder, and score 129 points on them. I don't know. Chet Holmgren didn't play. Could he have made a difference? Yeah. I thought the Cavs played really, really well. And even though I believe they still had like what 14 turnovers. But I mean, I don't make nothing of this, dude. It was a great game. It was fun to watch. But at the end of the day, I think we could all agree that the Thunder are better than the Cavaliers, especially when Chet comes back. I'm looking at pictures of the celebration right now. I think that's a testament when you're that excited over winning a game. I don't know. It takes me back to that Kobe, when he was mad about the Lakers for celebrating over a regular season win. I don't think you're looking at Mitchell throwing what water on. Is that LeVert? Who's that? Who's their big guy on the
Oh,
Cavs?
Jared Allen or Mobley?
It's Jared. No, it's Jared Allen. Jared Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I'm not making anything of this game. It was a great game. It was fun to watch. Basketball's getting exciting again. But Thunder win that 4 out of 5 times.
For sure. I mean, well, not for, well, I guess I agree with you in that sense. Because Chet, if anything, the Thunder were missing interior defense because Jarrett Allen and Mobley have been absolutely killing it this season internally. And you're just having Isaiah Hartenstein. Like, he's a good player, really good solid player, really good solid center. But Chet Holmgren could potentially be a defensive player of the year candidate. So if you have Hartenstein and Chet to go at those two, that's going to give you that edge moving forward in case they do meet in the NBA Finals. And they were also missing Caruso. The Thunder do have a really good backcourt defensive lineup and Isaiah Joe. Cason Wallace is really good, but Caruso just provides that extra element of defense on the perimeter to potentially even stop someone like Donovan Mitchell or Darius Garland, who's just killing it right now too. Like, the Cavs could potentially have four All-Stars on that team between Garland, Mitchell, Jarrett Allen, and Mobley. I mean, we just saw like a couple weeks ago, Jarrett Allen absolutely destroy Anthony Davis on the Lakers in that matchup. So, do you think the Cavs, deserve four All-Stars on that team for playing so well that first half of the season?
Yeah, but again, the All-Star game is like it's becoming more and more like a whatever type of game, right? They have the record, they deserve the recognition. Four players seems like a lot. Takes me back to the Lakers when they had Man X, Kobe, Eddie Jones, and Shaq. The question is, do you think the Thunder should add a piece, or you think they're fine? I mean, there's talks of Cam Johnson or Colin Sexton joining them. Just to get that extra ball handler or to get that shooter on the wing. What do you think there? You think they're good with Chet coming
I
back?
think they need to add a piece, honestly. They need to add one more piece. I think it still takes us into our next topic too, because if you're the Thunder and you have the horses to win it this year, right? You have J-Dub, you have most likely maybe the MVP of the league in SGA, and you have Chet coming back, you have Caruso, you still have Wiggins shooting the lights out of the ball, Isaiah Joe, like I mentioned earlier. However, maybe add another punch, like I said, to take us to our next topic potentially, is are the Suns how good are the Suns? Do you add a piece like you maybe Cam Johnson, a really good player out of Brooklyn, to add to that team? Maybe you have a bunch of picks if you're Oklahoma City. What do you do? Like, do you try to just hold those picks and try to get a superstar later,
No, absolutely
or
not. You add
if you're the
someone.
Phoenix Suns, do you try to get some of those picks and trade either Devin Booker or Kevin Durant to this Oklahoma City Thunder team?
Well, what's Phoenix trying to do? Are they trying to, is it official that they got Butler? Is that still?
Well, okay. I guess let's transition to that, and we'll kind of talk about if they should go all in again with OKC's picks. So Beal and Nurkic, the center, and of course Bradley Beal, making $50 million the next 3 years, have been benched in Phoenix. Nurkic isn't even playing, and Beal isn't starting, but he's still playing roughly 30 minutes. They lost 8 of the last 10 before winning last night against the Hawks. They're currently sitting at 17-19, 12th in the Western Conference. Like I said, they were pulled from the starting lineup. They're eyeing Jimmy Butler. And even Bradley Beal said, who also does have a no trade clause in his contract, that he would waive that to go to Miami. So I guess the first question would be, then we'll circle back a little bit later. Would getting Jimmy Butler instead of Bradley Beal make the Phoenix Suns contenders moving forward?
Not a contender, but maybe a contender. Not an like exclusive contender, but I'll take them where they're at now and put them in the play-in for sure. If they don't make a drastic move,
Is that good enough
Booker
though?
was
Like
hurt.
you have Durant, Booker, and now Brett, and now Jimmy Butler. Like, why would you make that trade just to potentially be a play-in team?
I mean, they could be more. We don't know. The thing is, Butler's not going to have time to kind of get build that chemistry, but Butler is a very easy player to fit in with. He plays hard, he plays defense. We've seen what he could do in the playoffs. Why not make the trade? You have Kevin Durant. You cannot, it's like having LeBron James. You cannot not go for it. If they don't go for it, in your case, they got to trade. But why would you do that?
No, like that, let's say you're the GM of the Suns. Like right now, you're a le less than mid team. You're 17 and 19, and you
But why?
because your Booker and Durant aren't playing as well. Their role players aren't playing as well. Plus, the teams around
Right, and
them
now
aren't
you're
playing a little bit
adding
better.
Jimmy Buckets, Jimmy Butler. You don't think he can make up enough of an impact?
He also Jimmy Butler's a little bit older. His impact has been going down for the last couple seasons. So
Because
he.
he's on a sorry team.
This,
That's
I
why.
mean, Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, they were good last couple. They were decent the last couple seasons, but this is the year. Like even last year, you couldn't really elevate them. So, are you getting Jimmy Butler now, or are you getting Jimmy Butler from 5 years ago when you took those players and turned them into all stars, and not all stars, but they got them to the NBA Finals and the Eastern Conference Finals for several years there? Like if you're the Suns. It isn't the old Jimmy Butler you're getting. You're getting the Jimmy Butler right now. Does that Jimmy Butler, with an aging Kevin Durant and going into his prime, if not in his prime, Devin Booker, with Grayson Allen, with Tyus Jones, I mean, Nurkic, Mason Plumlee's their center. Like, can that team, like, if anything, if it was me, I would honestly blow it up. Like, if you're the Suns, you're at 17 and 19, you have no more draft picks because you traded them away to get Kevin Durant, I would personally blow it up. Just because I don't think getting Jimmy Butler is gonna get you get, is gonna have you beat Oklahoma City. Because essentially, it's like, if with this trade, can I beat the best team right now? And that's Oklahoma City. I don't even think they could beat the Lakers with Jimmy Butler. God forbid they could beat Oklahoma City. So at this point, I would blow it up just because I don't want there to be like a 5% chance I can get past Oklahoma City if I get Jimmy Butler, as opposed to let's blow it up. Maybe 5, 10 years down the line, Oklahoma City is blowing it up, and then I could kind of use those draft picks and be better down the road. What, do you agree with me, or do you think Jimmy Butler would elevate you to beat Oklahoma City?
I'm going with Jimmy, but you have Kevin Durant. So what if he struggled? He's probably the best scorer ever. And then you have Booker, who's been hurt. He's been hurt. I have him on my fantasy team. He hasn't played a lot. He's back now. Bradley Beal's not a good fit. Why? Nothing against him, but he doesn't have that killer instinct. They don't have that killer instinct. That's why you bring in Jimmy Butler, who's going to bring in that word that leadership. And that killer mentality, the one that wouldn't match him with Draymond because they have the same personality, and he could elevate this team. I think it's a great trade for Phoenix. They need a player like Jimmy Butler. They don't have it. Now, for a team that has someone like it, no, it would clash. I like the trade. I think it'll make them better. You bring in Jimmy Bucks to the team, this 12 seed goes to a 7 or 6 seed by the end of the season. If not, a 7, 6, or 5. They're going to be drastically better.
Yeah, they do need an alpha dog. Like Kevin Durant is not that on-court leader, neither is Devin Booker. If anything, that was Chris Paul being that leader. You get Jimmy Butler on that team, even with his diminish with his injury history, maybe now he could, as long as he's that leader, he can kind of be the one to take all the heat, no pun intended, and then have Booker and Durant kind of go off. So you're in team get Jimmy Butler and let's go for it. I'm team blow it up, but I mean, let's kind of slide into the blow it up section of this. Like we had mentioned a little bit earlier, if you're Oklahoma City and have a bajillion picks to throw at Phoenix with this team that Oklahoma City has with their perimeter defense with J Dub, Chet, and all of them, would you rather have a Kevin Durant who's like on the maybe past his prime a little bit, but still is one of the best, if not the best scorer of all time, or an in-prime Devin Booker to potentially help you more towards the future, but, you know, he might be a little bit more expensive. Who knows? So if you're the Thunder, who would you go after, Booker or Durant?
Devin Booker's not going to go to a smaller market than Phoenix.
Well, it's a trade. It's like there's no trade clause. It's more of just
won't
like
work who, out. They'll say he won't play.
He's not going to deny not playing against, especially with Oklahoma City.
Players have done it before. Now, Kevin Durant, it's interesting. Go back to the team that he started with to win a championship. I love that. I love that. And I don't think Kevin Durant cares about playing in OKC. I don't think it really bothers him. He hates being in the face of media. It's a perfect place to go.
To have him come back there to be like the last linchpin, you know, to reflect from your previous era, to help this era win a championship would be such a great story. That would trump them being such a small market of Oklahoma City. Like, it was for as much as Cleveland, Oklahoma City, that's great teams, those aren't big markets. So that wasn't really advertised very well of, oh, these two best teams. Like, it's not the Lakers, it's not the Warriors, it's not the Knicks. It's not all them. That's why, for as good as those two teams are, it's not box office. You put Kevin Durant on the Oklahoma City Thunder at this point, trying to get to a championship, that would bring a lot. If anything, if the ratings are falling, that would definitely help with the ratings to put him back there. Plus, it's like, it's the team he started with. So it's not like, oh, he's jumping to the Warriors to try to win a championship. No, it's like he's coming back to the team that he first started with to help them win a championship. If anything, he's like he's going to help SGA reach that second level to be a superstar and get him a chip, and they can go on from there. So I think you're right. Kevin Durant would be the best story, would be best for them. I think long term, of course, Devin Booker, I think, on the perimeter would help SGA immensely. But I think you're right with Kevin
Durant. The Kardashian boy is not going to OKC. I'll tell you that right now. He's not going to any smaller market than Phoenix.
So he's a Laker then.
Could be. New York, Brooklyn.
Hey, Brooklyn. I mean, that Cam Johnson, maybe.
Lakers, Boston, Miami. But I don't see him going to OKC.
For sure. I mean, OKC, it's just tough because you have that Westbrook, Durant, Ibaka, Harden sort of core, which you should have kept, but they end up losing it. Now they're back with this other core of SGA, J-Dub, Chet. Like, you want to keep them together, but like you said, like, eventually, they're going to want to expand. They want to be bigger, maybe bigger stars. They would have to leave. So they have to try to win it now. It doesn't matter that they're young. They have to try to win it now because they have them there under contract. So Oklahoma City, good luck to them. They're obviously the best team in the Western Conference. Maybe the best team over if they're completely healthy, maybe the best team in the NBA. So kudos to the OKC Thunder. So the Suns, hopefully, you're able to do something, because if you just do nothing, then you're going to be a 10th seed and no one's going to remember you. As far as any additional topics, I know we're talking, you know, with the wildfires and stuff going on, you're a little bit sick. I had to travel last week, went to San Francisco. Let's just talk about some of the football this weekend too. We had the wild card weekend. Maybe you want to make a few bets, Gons. Going into NFL wildcard weekend, let's go over a few of these games. I know we're a basketball podcast, but, you know, maybe towards the end here, we'll talk a little bit of NFL. So for the first game this weekend is Houston being visited by the LA Chargers. I think the Chargers are favored by 3 points, or either 2.5 or 3 points. Who do you have in that game, Houston versus the LA Chargers?
I love Herbert. I love me some Herbert. If I could put Herbert on the Rams, I'd be in heaven, dude. I'm going for Herbert. I like him. I like McClunky. He's a little son of a gun that's scrappy. Like, what, 5'7"? I don't know how short he is. I'm going for the Chargers. Go LA. Let's go LA.
Yeah, I'm almost inclined to agree with you there at the -3.5. Then we have the Pittsburgh Steelers visiting the Baltimore Ravens, the storied rivalry between the Steelers and the Ravens. The Ravens did beat them up pretty badly about a month and a half ago. The Ravens are favored by 9.5, Gons. Who do you have here, Steelers or Ravens?
I think Baltimore's going to cover the spread here. Maybe beat them by more. I'm taking Baltimore on this one.
Yeah, I mean, last game was kind of weird because Russell Wilson honestly should have scored that at the end there, or towards the middle there, to kind of keep it closer. They had a few bad interceptions, but yeah, the Pittsburgh offense looks absolutely lost. I'm gonna agree with you there. Take the 9.5. Go ahead and lay the points. Followed up now on Sunday, we have the Denver Broncos visiting the Buffalo Bills. Who do you have in that one?
I think Josh Allen's just too damn good to lose this game. I don't know that they cover the spread, but I think they win. Maybe by 5.5, 6, but they definitely win.
Yeah, Denver has a really good defense that if they can get to him, they have a shot. But if he is the MVP, like everyone says he is, he needs to win this game. Even though, they're gonna pressure him more than maybe any other team has pressured him all season, the Bills should be able to win that one. Then we have the Packers visiting Philadelphia, rematch from that week one game in Brazil. The Eagles will have Jalen Hurts. He had recovered from that concussion. Who do you have Packers visiting Philadelphia?
This game I don't is the one that I'm not really. If I had to pick, I'm gonna just go for the Eagles, and that's only because I like Saquon. I think what Barkley's done this year is phenomenal. Everyone wrote him off and dumped him aside, and he has revived his career. So I'm gonna take the Eagles here.
Yep. The Packers don't have Christian Watson. He had an ACL injury that last week of the season. So I'm gonna pick the Eagles as well. Then we have the Commanders of Washington visiting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Who do you have in that one?
Let's go, Baker. Love me some Baker Mayfield and Mike Evans.
Yeah,
Hell of a
Baker,
receiver.
he definitely made some fans in LA during that one, like I think it was Thanksgiving a couple seasons ago, where he came in and beat the Raiders. I remember that game vividly. Big show. I like Baker Mayfield. I'm actually also gonna pick the Buccaneers to win that one because when they take on the Eagles, that's gonna be a really good game. Last game, of course, I think we know where you're leaning. Minnesota coming off that loss against Detroit. They're 14-3, but they're the 5 seed and they're visiting the Los Angeles Rams. Unfortunately, this game's gonna be played in Glendale, Arizona. I think the Vikings are also favored by 2.5 points. Who do you have in this one? Vikings or Rams?
Rams, man. I think Darnold chokes here. Don't think he's the quarterback everyone thinks he is. And I think the Rams win this. Not by a lot, but I do think they win.
Yeah, for sure. 'Cause I want to see Rams versus Lions again. That those two teams always bring the best out of each other, so I'm hoping to have that matchup in the divisional round. The Vikings are good, but yes, Sam Darnold, he hasn't proven it on this stage. He had a great regular season, but didn't really prove it on the stage. Before we leave today, let's just look at some of the NBA lines here. This is, like I said, this is an NBA podcast. The Thunder take on the Knicks tonight. That's a really interesting one. I'll probably put that as the one of the premier matchups we've seen recently. The Thunder are favored by 4.5 in Madison Square Garden. Gone to you having that one, the Thunder or the Knicks?
Oh, I love me some Knicks.
But 4.5. You get 4.5 points too.
My gut's telling me that the Knicks win.
Yeah, see? If you get it at money line, most likely that's probably 140, 150. I mean, maybe less than that.
155 is what I'm looking at right now.
155 plus 155 for the New York Knickerbockers. The Magic, yeah, the Magic and the Bucks. The Bucks kind of fell off. The Magic actually doing fairly well. Without Paolo and Franz Wagner, and also now Jalen Suggs, but Paolo is coming back tonight. Good for Paolo for coming back. The rest of the games are pretty mid. We have, I guess, we'll look at one more. The Warriors are visiting the Indiana Pacers. The Pacers are favored by 10, so it looks like we're not gonna have any Steph Curry tonight. Are you gonna lay the 10 points against the Warriors, Hans?
I'm staying away from that one.
Right, give me another game. Give me one more game before we leave today.
Let's see. Let's look at. If I was to look at another game that I like, it'd probably be the Kings Celtics playing in Boston. The Celtics are all healthy, I believe. I take the Celtics to cover that.
Yeah, I have 11.5. What do you have?
11 and a half.
Yeah. Ooh, let's lay 11.5. The Kings, they've been playing a little bit better, or they've been playing a lot better actually, with Doug Christie as coach. But oh man, Trae Young had absolutely probably one of the coldest game winners half court. Then he waved at the fans and did his ice tray like a little shake. Against the Kings a couple nights ago. So Good for the Kings to kind of rebound after firing Mike Brown, but they should be looking to trade as well, because that core is not going to go anywhere. Or is not going anywhere. So, anything else you want to talk about before we leave today, Gons?
No, man. No, I'm just sorry. I'm
No,
struggling through this.
feel better, dude. I mean, a lot of people are going through this cold, this flu season, and also with everything going also on. So, good health to you, and we'll talk to you next week.
right, later.
Later. And that'll be it for us today. Like I said earlier, when we opened this podcast, our thoughts and prayers are with everyone going through that tragedy of all the wildfires up in LA. Like I said, we're okay here down in north southern in southern of south of LA, Orange County. But yeah, with the wind, there's no rain in sight. Usually January you have some rain, but we don't have any rain forecast here for a while. So I'm hoping there's some rain so they could help out these firefighters fighting these tragic fires kind of going around everywhere. So yeah, kudos to all the firefighters, all the first responders dealing with this. For the people that are putting up people in LA County in their homes or hotels, thank you to you for doing that. It's just it's yeah it's probably one of the more wild things to ever happen here in LA. We had a few fires, but not of this magnitude. So like I said, thank you to all the first responders, firefighters, everyone helping out with dealing with that with these fires, this tragedy. So Sam, my apologies for not recording last week. I was just traveling San Francisco to see for my sister-in-law's baby shower. So now that we're back, we're gonna go back on a full-time schedule. Hopefully record every Friday here again. Thank you for the support. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.